Hi everyone, you're listening to the Vialucci podcast, uncensored and completely unedited discussions about life and everything in it. We hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, that was a bit quick. I'm still humming.
I like that beat.
Yeah. Oh God, right, I'm dyslexic, so it's Jordan.
No, it's Jordan.
Jordan.
Jordan Munlow.
Oh, okay.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello. Was there a reason your parents went for the O at the end of Jordan?
I think my mum was on too much gas and air and couldn't spell it right, to be quite honest. But
oh, right, yeah. Where are you born? Where are you from?
I'm an Essex boy.
Oh, right.
Yeah, even though you probably
can't. I thought you saw more as Reading sort of way.
I think he was a Reading boy. Wow.
It's because I'm from Reading and he just thinks that
any nice
person. He's all right. Blake's probably from Reading. Yeah.
You're quite a nice person. You're outside of London, I guess. Whereabouts in Essex?
So I was born in Harold Woods and I grew up and lived in Brentwood for basically my whole life.
Yes, yeah, so isn't that near Brentwood? That's quite Harold Woods, that area.
Yeah. It's near Romford, in between Romford and Brentwood.
Where do you live now?
So I've just moved at the start of this year. I now live in the New Forest.
Oh, so where's this now?
So that's in between Southampton and Bournemouth.
Oh, right. What took you down that way?
My partner.
Oh, okay.
We've been long distance for about 4 years and we've finally moved in together. So
yeah, I was reading about him on your website.
Goodness.
I thought that was recent. So that's 4 years. Yeah. Oh, so it worked out. Because funny enough, I thought, shall I ask? Because he might not have updated his website. I know what the modern sort of dating things where it might, 4 years, that's a long time.
We actually hit our 5 year a couple of months back. So, oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. We met when we were 21. I'm now 26.
Oh, right. You're older than I thought. Okay, I see.
That's good.
You live together?
Yes, yeah. Oh, we live together, yeah.
So you moved in for the first time last year?
Yeah. So our jobs are very, very different. So I have to work from home. I'm on laptops. And he develops properties for a living. Yeah. So he sort of flips homes. I can't be in the same house that he develops. Right. He sort of lives in the ones that he develops. So I can't really work in a building site, recording podcasts and interviews and all that sort of stuff. So we've lived separately. But now we've sort of moved in together. He couldn't really buy a house where we lived in Essex just because house prices were too much.
Right,
so I've sort of moved down there, which is, it's a much slower pace of life to London and Essex.
Different, isn't
it? I will say that.
And you don't have to go out far. That's the scary thing. It's not like you don't have to go far out of London before things suddenly change and you realize, oh, you are in a bit of a pressure cooker in London.
Yeah.
So with him being a property developer, because it must be, I always see now that nothing's ever a home. It's always somewhere you move into. I mean, it sort of brings us into money, this. You sort of somewhere you move
it's
into.
It's an investment opportunity.
Yeah,
you do it up. Yeah. Oh, we've got some more money. And then on to the next place. You go, so that thing of like your parents living somewhere for 35, you go, no, this is just the home now.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's gone. So now if you're with a property developer, that surely is just, is careful that we've got to sell, we're moving out next.
Well, I think the expectation is that you will make quite a bit of money if you manage to get on the property ladder.
Yeah.
Get that investment and you will see, you know, 10 years you will see whatever, 10, 15, 20.
But people didn't used to think like that. Maybe was the rise of property prices maybe not something you would think about?
I think we are in a bit of a bubble right now. well, we certainly are in, I say bubble, but it is dramatically.
House prices are on the increase and have been for a long time.
Yes, and exponentially increasing as well. So it might be
a modern phenomenon rather than. It's because it is so financially viable.
Yes, and new houses, the building of new houses has gone down significantly as well. Yeah. There is, and I do think that probably they are sort of artificially, stopping the, you know, supply. Mm-hmm. So the supply is going down, so demand goes up and prices go up. So you get paid, you can make more money for doing less, basically.
Yeah.
Guess what, you make 100,000 Rolls Royces, you make 10 million Rolls Royces a year. You can sell them for whatever, £10,000. But you make 1,000 Rolls Royces a year. You can sell those for 500,000.
Yeah, I wonder if you could almost get away with, if you knew what you're doing with property, you could get a place and just sit there and do nothing. And the rise of the price would almost be like a part-time wage coming in.
Yeah.
Because it's like on £1 million, the interest, if you just put that in the bank, that's got to be 10 grand a year and an interest or something.
If you're on the high savers thing, you're not putting that in Barclays. That's, probably,
no, yeah, I mean, if it's £1 million,
to, you know,
I wonder if you just said, look, here's £1 million, I'm not doing any work, I'm just going to put that in there, do your business with whatever. I wonder what you'd pop out at the end, well, at the end, and go, right, so that year I earned so-and-so.
Some of them have a cap as well, don't they? Some of them you can't earn interest on over 50 grand, or you have to have under a certain amount in the account to actually earn interest. So,
right.
Yeah.
Money.
Yes.
Right. So
we love it.
Your meteorology rise started how? Coupon Kid.
Yeah. So my nickname is the Coupon Kid.
Yes.
Even though I now have a beard, which doesn't really work, does it?
Yeah.
I wonder what age you're going to drop. You have to drop it.
Oh, I'll be like the Milky Bar Kid.
Yeah.
He was in his 80s. Oh,
yeah, I suppose. You are the Milky Bar Kid. So yeah. Go on. So.
So it started when I was 15. So I was a kid when I started. Hence the name. And it was all out of necessity, basically.
Yeah.
Because my parents split up. So we were sort of looking for ways to cut back. We went from two salaries to one overnight. My mum was working part time. So we had to find ways to cut back our spending. And I saw a TV show called Extreme Couponing.
Oh, right.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
It is.
So what year is this now? 5, 10 years ago?
Oh, 11 years ago.
It was
2012 I started couponing.
How many channels did we have then? Four?
Feels like it, doesn't it?
When was Channel 5 kicking with the Spice Girls?
I only got Channel 5 from about 2005 or 6 because it didn't reach my area.
Oh.
They didn't have it.
You don't have it in Reading.
No, they did. Reading's they did it for off. A while. Yeah.
Again, outside of London, mate. Yeah. It's a different world.
Yeah.
So go on. Yeah. So you saw this channel. Yeah. Who was hosting it? Can you remember?
I don't think it was hosted by anyone. It was just a documentary about these extreme couponers in America that would take these like wads of coupons in bigger than your head into their like Walmart and Walgreens. Yeah. And like sometimes they'd walk out with completely free shopping. They'd get paid to take it away. They'd have like stockpiles in their basement of just like a whole, basically a whole shopping supermarket of all of the stuff.
Isn't it in a, I don't know if, because I'm seeing films, but don't they have like a lot of their benefits is on coupons, food stamps?
That's their form of benefits out in the US.
Right,
yeah.
So that is that they're more used to food for coupon things?
Kind of. So the way they do sales in America is very different to the way we do it. So they have like a sort of store insert every single week in the supermarket saying what's on sale. They only have a few items, whereas we have sales on basically everything. Right, like everything's like half price or something like that. So they use their coupons as kind of their sales. So there are loads of coupons in America, usually in like the Sunday papers. You get quite a lot online in America. But over here, it's very different because we have a lot of in-store sales. So you can go in there and, you know, get a quid off your
Cadbury. Oh, they don't have that.
They only have specific items.
You have to do a bit of homework.
In America, it's a lot more difficult to get sales just normally. So they use the coupons to subsidize it. But in the UK, because we have so many sales, if you can find a coupon, then it means you can actually get things for quite a bit cheaper.
Yeah. So you saw the show.
Yeah.
And you thought, what? Right, I'll have a bit of that.
I was like, that's a bit of me. Yeah, that looks good. So I just started Googling coupons after that point and just started looking them up in the UK. My mum, because I was only 15, she was like, okay, it'll be one of your phases. You're interested in it for a couple of weeks and you lose interest. But the first week, I downloaded and printed off about 10, 15 coupons. I saved about 10 quid on my shopping.
Right.
And I was quite happy with that. I got a bit
As a young person, 10 quid. That's,
And back then as well. I mean,
like
20 quid.
Do you remember what it was you were saving money on? Washing powders.
Oh, it was a mix of things. We got like money off of bowls, like laundry detergent. Okay. We got money off of, we got free chocolate as well. That was one of the coupons. The first trip, that's what got me hooked, I think, the free chocolate. But yeah, just for doing it that one time, I got such a thrill from it.
Right.
And because they were physical coupons when I started, like you sort of scanned them through and there was just such a like buzz every single time you heard a beep. You look up at the screen and it's like minus a pound, minus a pound. It was so cool.
So it's like you put your first bet on and you won the Grand National. Like, put 2 quid on, you won 200 quid on the Grand National. Yeah. Like, oh, this is gambling. Thanks for me. Woo. This is great.
Basically,
instantly.
Did your mum at least appreciate it?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, we were kind of struggling. So it turned into a bit of a necessity.
Yeah, of course.
But I sort of found it as a game as well. Like, how much can I save? How much can I get for free?
And you're 15, so you had nothing else going on.
Exactly.
It's just something to get locked onto.
It was either play games or coupon. Yeah.
And did you carry it on, or did it sort of like you stop for a year? Did you carry on from then?
Once I found out I didn't have to pay full price on things, I didn't really stop.
Okay.
Because I'm quite tight naturally anyway. So when I found this, I was like, yeah, okay.
You're sort of Stephen Merchant of even though I'm wealthy, I'm still going to the charity shop. Just have a little look.
So like a couple of weeks after, I did another shopping trip where I got 20 quid off. Then it was Christmas time and I managed to get all of my Christmas dinner, including the turkey, for 10p.
Oh, right. You really start to hone in.
Yeah. So I just started building up.
Yeah.
And I got a £132 shop for like 10p, something like that.
Right, yeah.
And then I built up to the biggest shopping trip.
How does that? Because that's quite a jump.
It is. Yeah.
What, I mean, outside of shoplifting, what do you mean? Was the 10p a mask that you covered your face and just went to shoplifting?
Yeah, I just chucked the 10p and ran out with the shopping.
Yeah, throw 10p piece at them and put the trolley.
Just print your own receipt at that point. You know, just go, all that comes to.
So could, off the top, can you remember how you made that sort of leap? Are you twisting and turning, like, what you're doing?
I just started saving them up. So, like, I used to spend them every week. So it'd be
but
like.
Surely there's not that much give in the system that you can go from that to that.
Well, there are some tactics that you can use to get higher value coupons that last a long time. Oh. So I used to contact manufacturers directly.
Right, yeah.
So I'd write to Cadbury's and like Kellogg's and say, hey, I love your product. Can you send me coupons? Yeah. And they'd do it.
Oh, okay.
So they'd send me like 5-10 quid worth of coupons just for writing in because they love that sort of user feedback, whether it's good or bad. So they'd just send you coupons in the post.
Yeah.
And I just sort of started building them up and then got a massive shopping trip. I was like, right, I'm going to make a big one now.
Right, okay.
And then sort of built it up and it ended up being that.
I remember getting money back from Greg's the Baker's, a bit on a piece of plastic. And then I thought, oh, well, you know, technically they shouldn't have done that. Yeah. So I thought, I wrote in and they ended up giving me 80 quid or something like
80 quid?
Yeah. And this is 10 years ago.
That's fantastic.
But it was a big bit of plastic because they looked into it. They had to look to check if that plastic came from there. And they said, I think it was one of our spatulas or something, must have had a bit that came off.
Right.
Which technically, I mean, it could have caused
a lot of damage.
Gum swallowed the thing.
It was sharp or whatever.
Yeah.
You swallowed
that, yeah.
I mean, it took a year. It was not worth the letters. Looking back, I thought this wasn't worth it.
I remember I had a food horror story. I took a bite of a Tesco's Jaffa cake and it burned my tongue.
Oh, how did a Jaffa cake burn your tongue?
I don't know, but it's like fizzing and like it burned. It literally burned. God. Like a chemical burn.
Carbon
and soda. I was like, ugh. So I spat it out. And then I was like, right, I'm not having this. So I called up Tesco's because I thought, should I just chuck them? But I thought, no, because it might actually be, it's like if a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, little kid or grand.
Better,
this might be, you know. So I called them up and then eventually they like, oh, could you take the pack down and take photos of your tongue?
Mm-hmm.
So
tongue?
Yeah, yeah. So there's lots of like orca pictures. Yeah. Like,
I bet they're just doing it. The people in the office are just having a laugh with you.
Yeah.
Can you get the tongue?
Just look at an email.
Can you get the tongue to touch your nose?
Could you put on this giraffe hat? Yeah.
Yeah. Why do I have to wear a funny hat?
Yeah. And blow, be like a fish. Go. Like in the camera. Yeah.
Cool. You know what people are like.
Do a come hither motion as well.
What happened then?
Did you get any money?
Well, yeah, they gave me like 20 quid and another pack of Jaffa cakes. So
nice.
Did you eat it going?
I was a bit like,
just do a taste test.
And did it? Do you think it burned, or it just made a funny feeling, and you interpreted it as?
I don't know. I don't. It did. It fizzed, and like it did leave a mark,
sort
of burn.
It wasn't a popping candy version or something, was it?
Yeah.
No, well, it wasn't supposed to be. Like that was the effect. That was literally the effect of it. Oh, and I was So, but they were cool with it. They were like, what? It burned your tongue. Right, show me the pictures. I was like,
lying bastard.
And they were like,
just draw in red ink on your tongue.
Like, like, right, whatever. I had to like show people my tongue. Then the manager came off and I had to show him my tongue.
Oh, okay.
And like, I was just like, oh, fuck this. They're like, yes, I suppose your tongue is sufficiently burnt enough in order to warrant another pack of Jaffa cakes for you.
And you haven't got a specific sort of sophisticated palate.
I don't have a sophisticated
in your poorer years going into Tesco's and eating the tomato ketchup sachets from the cap.
No, what I used to do is I used to go to Wetherspoons and I used to steal a pack of ketchup. Because they used to have them around the corner. Just pop them in my bag. And they used to make Thousand Island sauce. Pasta. Yeah.
I mean, it's technically criminality, but I think everyone was poor.
It's communal. It's fine.
It's like I'm sure you spent money in there before.
It's like taking too many salt packets.
And all the sugars.
So, so back to your rise. We've done the crime.
Steal stuff.
How did it? How did things move on then from you doing it? Because you're not being watched at this. So you're not writing articles or anything at the time.
No. So I started up a Facebook page. A few months into it of like basically teaching people how I was doing it. Because I was posting my big receipts onto like Facebook pages of like free stuff and all that sort of stuff. And people were quite interested. They were like, how did you get this? Where do you find these coupons? So I started up a page, started telling people where to go. And when I did sort of the bigger shopping trips, a few people from the press actually picked up on it.
Oh, right.
So the reason that I've got the name Coupon Kid is because of the Daily Mail, actually.
Okay.
So I made it into page 3 of the Daily Mail, but did you end up not in that page 3?
Yeah. Yeah, they were hard
just
times.
Coupons over the nipples. You know, yeah. Like.
Were you in like local papers first?
Yeah, I was in the Brentwood Gazette.
Yeah, I was going to say.
If you've heard of Brentwood Gazette, huge
yes,
paper.
Yes, a big,
So I've
New
got
York Times, Brentwood Gazette.
Yeah. And then obviously the Daily Mail picked up on it, and it was page 3, so it got picked up by everyone.
Right.
Like BBC Breakfast, you know, when they do their like morning reviews of the papers, they opened it up and they showed it on screen, and then they invited me on to be on the show the next day. So it just sort of spiraled from there of like I turned into this sort of money-saving 15-year-old guru of like this guy that uses coupons.
You got involved with the Martin Lewis somewhere. Did you work for them somewhere? What was
that? So fast-forwarding a little bit, when I was about 18, I got a job there. So I did a couple of weeks worth of work experience after that first time that I went kind of viral for the shopping because they reached out and they were like, you should come and work for us. So I did for a couple of weeks. And then a few years later, I went back and they offered me a job basically from nothing. They were like, we want you to come and work.
Where are they based?
Actually, just down the road, Tottenham Court Road.
Okay. And what is their company? It's to do, I suppose it's partly PR, but what's the... What's the company? What is it doing?
Money saving expert. So yeah, it's basically a website teaching people how to save money on everything. Yeah. So there's loads of advice on like mortgages and pensions, all that sort of stuff. And then the side that I worked on is the deals side. So I do the coupons, the deals, the bargains, the sales, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. Black Friday would be huge for me. So I worked with a team there that basically told you where the cheapest place is to go and buy your you know your Christmas presents and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
So you've carried on basically the whole way through with that.
Yeah.
What have you not learned? What's
what's the message?
I'm trying to think. No, yeah. How have you advanced? What have you become? I mean, you know, what, I don't know what card you've got. You've got like an Aston Martin outside that you only played 50 for. What have you become more specialised, or is it still sort of general food and thing?
I'm very niche in like the coupons and deals, basically. Right. So Martin is a generalist. He does everything from pensions to mortgages to loans. I sort of stay away from the harder side
finances,
of money. I stick to the fun side of like things that you need to buy or would like to buy that you need to get a discount on. So if you're booking a holiday, I can teach you basically everything you need to know about getting a cheap holiday.
Yeah.
Obviously, your food shopping. If you're going up the high street buying things, I can tell you how to save money there.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of in that sort of tricky, dealy niche. And I've stuck
not
to it
paying
for 11
more
years.
Than you need to.
Exactly, kind of. And I love it, to be fair, because it's the fun side of money that people really take to as well. Like if you can get a freebie... McDonald's cheeseburger for free, people go absolutely nuts, even though it's only just over a quid. Like that sort of stuff people love.
It sounds obvious to say, but you're genuinely helping people.
Oh, 100%.
It's not like it's quite fun and all, but you go, some people, like you said, your mum, you needed that. It wasn't like it's not an entertainment thing. You needed that to save that money. So what do you think, what are the sort of general things to look out for saving money? What's the, is it... Ooh. Outside of complaints and getting free food, what's the sort of general, this is the best way to save food? Is it like the Tesco Club, I've got club cards, this store does that?
Yeah, it's worth having every single loyalty card that there's out there.
Yeah. And I'm still surprised, because I have a Tesco, I hate carrying any extra cards around with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still surprised that sometimes I think, oh, I'll just bung this card and it goes like, drop £6. And I think, oh.
Yeah.
Like I forget, it's actually quite a good deal.
It is. Quite a lot of the supermarkets now, they're doing something called like supermarket pricing.
Yeah.
So you need a club card or a Nectar card to get the deals in store.
Okay.
Which is really annoying because they just used to be normal sales beforehand and now you need the club card to do it.
Yeah.
But it is a way to save money in the supermarket. Yeah. And then obviously every time you shop there, you get sort of points that build up.
Yeah.
It's not much. Yeah. So you do need to shop there a lot to get points to build up.
But over, I always think, because I always think like it's £3 and I think it's not worth it. But I think at the end of that year, that's probably paid the internet.
Exactly.
Well, at least once.
Yeah. My mum always used to say basically it helps pay for Christmas kind of thing. You know what I mean? All the shopping and the fuel as well. Like fuel, if you get, you go to Sainsbury's and you get your fuel.
Yeah, Tesco, if you're bunging in 50 quid a week.
Yeah.
What was the thing that people used to have in the old days? Was it Christmas Club? You know, when you pay every...
Yeah, they were like Christmas Saver kind of things, wasn't there?
That was the local loan shark.
That was the thing, they put the catalogue through your door, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and they
that's
said,
it.
This is still our property,
right?
And we will be coming back next week and ask for it back. And I'm just like, I'm really bad, and I did used to just throw those away because I'm like, it's in my house, like sod off.
It reminds me,
like you don't get to be like, I don't get to put things in your house. Yeah, you've got to look after that, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna put my TV in there, and I'm expecting it to be still be there next week.
What next? Start with the catalogue, like, and then just put a child outside your door.
Yeah. Right, you're looking after the dog.
That's mine.
Yeah, I'm off. Yeah. Right.
Where does it stop?
I know. There's got to be some rules, man. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Well, I've mentioned Steve Merchant, but Carl Pilkington. So, I can't explain who they are. You must know who they are.
Yeah.
But he's talked about his dad being like tight fisted, and they had an argument about his dad arguing in a charity shop, trying to get money off. And they said, look, even if you could, you shouldn't really, morally, you shouldn't be arguing with somebody in a charity shop about, can I get some money off? It's for charity. But it turned into a big thing. He said, I think it was a leather jacket.
Right.
He said, like, it's, I don't know, 20 quid. I'll give you a tenner. And they're just like, look, I'm not a corporation. It's just like, this is just the price. And he said, well, if you don't want it, like, it's just going to sit there. And go, boom, somebody might pay 20 quid for it. But he was, Carl was on his side saying, but if he's giving you 10 quid there, you might as well just say, well, you shouldn't really do it, though. You shouldn't be haggling in a charity shop. But he talks about what you said. He said his dad was saving money. They put a catalogue through his door. They put a catalogue through the door.
Oh.
And his dad, being tight-fisted, said, look, stop putting these bloody things through my door. And he said, okay. And they said, no, that you can't chuck that, because that's our
problem. Say you owe us. Literally, they'll say you owe us £5 if you chuck it.
So he
said, I'm like, no, because I didn't agree to this contractually.
Well, he phoned up and he said, okay, so this year I'm going to charge you storage. You better come and pick this up Monday, and I'm going to charge you.
Legend.
And it was like 15p a day. And he said, they were laughing at him, saying, I forgot. But he said, look, it's up to like £1.90. He said, I phoned them. He said, I'll phone them every now and again and say, listen, it's still here. I'm just letting you know I'm charging you like 15p a day. Because if it's either yours or it's not.
Yeah,
and if it's yours, I don't want it. So I'm going to charge you storage.
And did he get the money?
I never heard anything about it afterwards. But it's sort
of... It might be a million quid now. You never know.
But wasn't there... There was a guy about 8 or 9 years ago. It was in the news. And he kept getting phone calls. Like, what they call...
cold calls.
You want to buy something. And he was a lawyer or something like that. And I think it was a fairly big story. And he was saying, stop phoning me while I'm at work, because like, my time is precious. And they kept calling him. So he's...
Oh, did he charge them out?
He said to them, like, if you call me from now on, like he said, is this being recorded? Yes, of course. Okay, well, I'm just saying, if you lot keep calling from now on, any phone calls I get, I'll listen to you, but I'm going to charge you X amount of money per minute.
Right.
I'll charge my rates, basically, as being a high lawyer.
And then, of course, they put the phone down, and then someone else, the message never gets anywhere. Yep, someone calls him, and he went, all right, and he just started talking to them, knowing that it had been recorded, like what he'd said before.
Right.
It got up to like £1,000-something, to the point where they then had to pay it. They didn't, and debt collectors actually went there, turned up, and they had to pay the money there and then.
Fantastic.
In the office. And I think, learn it. He's saying, literally, don't. I suppose it's just people just don't listen. So you go, he's not really going to do this. And you go, okay. But the fact of going, tell me whatever you've got to say.
I wish I could remember the guy's name. There's a YouTuber, and he scams scammers.
Yeah.
So
I think I've seen this. Yeah.
He does use like voice modulator stuff. Right, tends to be like an old lady. And like, he keeps them on the phone for hours. I think there was one that was like 20 hours on the phone or something. And like,
how much overtime was he working?
I don't know.
I suppose he's making money from the channel. So to him, that's.
But he hacks them.
He gets
into their system and then starts.
He knows everything
around
about them. He knows his name.
And then hacks their computer and it starts coming up on their computer while they're trying to do the same to him.
Oh no, he does one. It's not funny, but he gives them a fake profile, doesn't he, to hack into. So he'll say, oh look, these are my details, but he's created a fake profile and knowing they're hacking into them, and he'll put fake photographs up. But we say they immediately just go into the photographs and start looking through photographs, and he's going, why are you looking at me with the Christmas? And they don't seem to pick up that I'm watching you, like I'm telling you the photographs you're looking at. But when they say the camera, then the boss always comes along and goes, and the screen goes down. But I like those. I'm glad because that's horrendous, that sort of thing.
We will get back to it. But there was a funny thing.
Go on.
It was In the back in the days of Xbox 360,
the glory days.
Really good stuff. On your friends list, mm-hmm. when they introduced the YouTube app and the film apps and the web browser app,
yeah.
it would tell you what people are watching, the name of the videos people are watching.
Oh, no.
On your friends list. Not everyone realized this.
Oh, right.
I don't know. But then you start seeing people at like about midnight, 1 o'clock, start going through like
keep it clean
bikini pictures,
right? Yeah, okay.
Right. Hardcore bikini.
Yeah, we'll let them know.
And becoming more frenzied. The titles of the videos becoming more degenerate, right. Frenzied as it goes down. You're just like, and then all of a sudden stop. Grat's Call of Duty.
What was that feature for? Like, why would that be on there though? Is that just an accident that it's on there? Why would that be a thing?
Because you can see what people are doing. Because it would show like what you're doing, like what game you're playing.
It was supposed to be like a talking point of like you can invite someone if you're playing the same game or watching the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, if you are watching the same thing, then I mean.
They're like, cool, yeah. we're webcamming this shit.
I'm not the only one on my own in my bedroom at 1 a.m.
But you got guys doing guy stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Do you play games, computer games?
Oh, yeah. I was huge on like video games, Xbox 360 back in the day.
Is there many? It doesn't sound like a sort of thing you'd save money with Christmas. They always sound quite tight capitalist things, computer games.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got Xbox now, you've got Game Pass, so you pay sort of a monthly subscription, you've got access to a load of games, which is basically free. PlayStation's got a similar thing. I don't know what it's called because I'm not a PlayStation player. But yeah, there are sort of ways that you can get money off. Black Friday's a really good time to get sort of video games and that sort of stuff. And then you can accrue like points as well, like Microsoft Reward points and things to exchange for like free games and free credit.
If you were to give advice to the person on the street, what's the best points cards to get? Say, listen, everyone, like Tesco's has got to be, surely, because they're everywhere and it's pretty good.
Mm.
So you'd say, go get Tesco's, especially for fuel and things like that.
Well, wherever you shop, basically, just make sure you've got it, because then it will sort of add up over time. And they send you coupons just randomly as well. They'll send you offers and discounts and like bonus points if you buy this item. So it's worth having them.
Do do Marks and Spencer's and, you know, the what's the other one?
Waitrose.
Do they impart this?
They
sort
do,
of thing?
Yes. Okay, right.
Waitrose has a fairly decent budget range, actually, that is relatively affordable and very good quality for what it is.
So. I don't know. I don't really go in Waitrose. I always seem to people like, what are you doing in here? I don't feel like I fit
in. Well, their brand,
I've got gray
hair. The branded stuff is a bit more expensive. Yeah. Know, so like a bit more, you know, Fairy Liquid will cost a bit more than Sainsbury's or whatever. Yeah. But actually some of their own stuff and their branded stuff, for the quality, like it's actually decent in value.
There is a really good perk with the Waitrose card as well. Oh. So you don't have one?
No.
Do you like?
And it's like a club card. You'd have to pay. It's
no,
not,
yeah, no, okay. No payment. You just sign up.
Yeah.
Do you like tea, coffee?
Yeah.
Hot drinks?
Yeah.
So with Waitrose, every single time you go in there, if you spend something in store and scan your card, you can get a free hot drink. And there's absolutely no minimum spend on that.
I was just about to say, what's the catch?
There's no minimum spend. So you could literally
there must
go
be
in there.
If I buy a chocolate.
Yeah.
No, I've been in there. I picked up a singular Brussels sprout, gone to the till.
He's in again.
There we go. Yeah.
As you walk in, they go, sprouts are over there, mate. And two hands. I'll just pop it in the back.
There we go.
But it works. And it's, you get a free tea or coffee.
And nobody goes, come on.
Nope.
No.
No.
You're
nobody.
Taking that. Really?
No.
Yeah, no, in my local one, they literally have them on the side and you can just take a cup and you just fill it up on the side. Mm-hmm.
But nobody give you a dirty look, like we know what you're up to.
No. I get a thrill from it, honestly. If someone saw me walk out with a Brussels sprout and a 3 quid coffee, I'd be like, happy days.
That old sprout is back.
If I go in enough times, I've got enough for Christmas as well.
I suppose, what would be the lowest you could, like, if you come out as a single grape? Just like, obviously, what would be
put
less?
It on the scale.
What's the cheapest thing in Sainsbury's? I don't know. It would have to be, a grape.
Maybe. Mind you, if you're doing it Waitrose, that sprout's probably about 3 quid anyway, so so okay, that's that. There you go. That's we're off to the start. That's good. That so what's the other Marks and Spencer? They probably do something, don't they?
They've got a Sparks card,
free
to sign up to. Yeah. At the moment, for like the first 12 days of Christmas, they have like offers, like personalized offers that you can get. You can get like free Percy Pigs and stuff like that, and they just send you offers throughout the year.
Right.
I remember you saying you don't like having too many just because it crowds up your wallet or something.
Yeah, even one, it's just annoying. Yeah,
there's an app for you. There's an app called Stocard. I don't know if you've heard of it.
S-T-O.
S-T-O-C-A-R-D.
Yeah.
You basically add every single loyalty card onto it, and then they're all on your phone.
Really?
So it means you don't have to carry them anywhere.
That's cool.
And it works offline as well. So if you're in a supermarket, you don't have any signal,
right,
you can just bring up any barcode or QR code you need. Just scan it. So it means you can earn your points.
It collects the points on there.
You can earn points. You can get money off if there's offers on in store that has to be attached to the club card or Nectar card.
So what, is it like a QR code or something?
Yeah. So the barcode just comes up. You tap on Sainsbury's or Tesco or Papa John's, wherever you go, and they're all on there.
And what about loading the cards on there? Is that a pain?
No.
Put your card in there.
What? If you've got the physical card, you literally just scan the barcode. Come straight up. There you go. Download it.
And so what? Who's off there on there on the top of your head, the main ones? Tesco's?
Everyone. Really? Everyone's on there. Even like the high street stores.
Everyone's just jumped on.
Yeah. The food shops as well. If
you Stocard, Charles, you've got to be into that. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I need a new phone. That's the trouble.
You need a new phone, right.
So I can use, yeah.
Oh.
Have you got a Nokia 3310? Or is it an Apple?
It is
an
Nokia.
Oh, is that all right?
Yeah, but it's an old one. So.
Right.
36 and 3690, I remember that one. How far back can you remember with phones? What was like the early?
First was a 3310.
Yeah. That was the one that everyone
had.
Yeah,
the brick.
It did everything, yeah.
And then I had a flip one.
Yeah, the flips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't Sony do a few little ones that clicked? No, that was a Nokia one that slid down the banana.
Oh, yeah, with like the Matrix. The keyboard at the bottom.
Yeah. The Matrix one. Yeah, the Matrix, press the button.
Yeah, and it fly down. Yeah. Oh, that was great.
I remember that one.
Yeah, it was two buttons on the side, click and it fly down.
Yeah, it had a little bit.
Broke off immediately. But the
cheap, really cheap.
Yeah. BlackBerry. Have you seen the film?
BlackBerry?
I've seen the film that's just come out.
No.
Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh, yeah, what's it on? Is it on Apple or something?
I think it's cinema, isn't it?
I thought it was an Apple show or something.
Yeah, it's not in the cinema. Oh. Anyway, it's
somewhere.
Can you just Google the...
They had a couple of good... Do you see that Tetris one as well?
No.
Again, that's on like Apple. Like, it's on a service that no one has. They did a thing about the making of Tetris.
Right.
And it's actually like a really interesting story.
Okay.
Because it was like a Russian dude who developed it. And it's really, obviously really addictive, you know, really simple, really cool gameplay. And they were just like... It's going to change the world. And like everyone's just like, you just start playing it and everyone starts just going, whoa, what the hell's this? You know what I mean? It's like the only game that like my mum likes was ever played and was just like, wow, this is really good, you know? Similar thing, but yeah, fortunately it's on the weird streaming service. So I can get it.
Right.
Yeah, so the BlackBerry movie, it's just come out.
Okay.
And it's about...
Is it a movie?
Yeah, no, it's a proper...
It's a movie.
Yeah, I can't remember the directors, but anyway, so it's one guy who... It's two people that do it, and it's one guy that's sort of trying to make it work, and it's not working. And then it's like the McDonald's thing. Then some other guy comes along who's just thinking this,
yeah,
and he's just like a son of a bitch. But then he sort of makes it what it is, just out of greed.
Yeah,
but I don't know why it all fell down. I haven't seen the film, but it's a proper like it looks There's good.
Something weird at the end, wasn't there? There was I can't remember now, but there was something.
But I'm trying to think what happened.
People just moved to iPhone, didn't they?
But it was that. It was like, it was everywhere. Because it was like on Friends, not Friends. What was the Sex in the City was the big, that made it big.
I suppose touchscreen, they finally managed to make the touchscreen work, basically. Yeah. And then that just killed because they were like, why the hell do I need a keyboard? Don't need a keyboard anymore.
It's just wasted space.
Yeah.
It?
But then it just vanished. Imagine, it just did. I'm going to watch the film just to find out what did happen.
I used to be able to text in my pocket back in the day when it was like, when it was just the numbers 1 to 9. But you know what I mean? You had to get A, that B, twice, you know, 2, 2. I used to be able to do it. I used to be able to do it in my pocket. Like
I'd forgotten that. You could almost do it. And Jesus.
It would not be cool.
Yeah. But I think that was better. I don't like, I like a phone to be a phone. I'm forever bloody calling people and I don't realise because the thing somehow comes off in my pocket like the security thing.
I'm very suspicious and I think the YouTube app, I think the YouTube app on purpose
unlocked it.
No, intentionally when I'm scrolling and stuff, it clicks on things and like clicks on it. Some reason it always clicks on ads, never on other videos. And then makes me restart the video that I was watching.
Oh.
So then I have to watch the advert again and I swear that it accidentally does that.
Yes.
Probably do.
Yeah.
Oh, what phone do you use?
I've got an iPhone.
Okay.
I've had an iPhone since I was like 15, 16.
Once you get stuck on it, you're done because it makes you stupid. After That's you the thing. Can't come off of it because you know it's like you feel like you're 20 years younger than you go, well, I don't want this new phone. How do I turn it on?
It's not just that. If you get an iPad as well, if you get like other devices,
they know to lock you in.
You can't switch over. Yeah. Like everything's on the cloud.
Did you get any deals on that? Are you a contractor?
My dad paid for my first one, so that's a good deal.
Yeah,
I
didn't pay for it. Get a good father with a book. That's the first saving you made.
Well, as an adult, yeah, I've tried to get them cheapish on Black Friday, and then I just get SIM-only contracts because that's the cheapest way to do it. Buy the handset outright and then get SIM-only.
Yeah.
So my my SIM, I pay £8 a month for 40 gig of data.
£8? That's nothing.
Yeah,
that's very good. It's a good deal.
What do you pay?
Mine's £30. I'd use pay as you go.
Use pay as you go.
I just don't like. I try to have no direct debits. No, everything I do, I try to pay in cash. Gym memberships, everything.
That is really expensive. I realised that when I was like,
but I didn't know there were 8. I thought there was more. I thought it's like £40 when you lot are on contract.
It depends on the package. I mean, around this time of year, you can get like really good packages for like £10.
But what you must can't be paying £8 a month.
Yeah, I'm paying £8 a month
for phone calls.
For phone, text, and data, and it covers everything.
I thought it was about 50 quid.
So you can get like unlimited.
You can get unlimited data.
£8.
Yeah. So if you're paying £30 a year, that's
a month.
£30 a month. That's £24. No, £22 extra a month. You're paying over 250 quid more than me.
The last time I heard phone
me.
Bills were like on mobiles, like £40, £50. No,
no,
it's gone down quite a lot now.
You're paying.
I thought they'd have gone up.
My mate's got unlimited data or something for about 15 or something. Yeah, and he just uses. He doesn't have Wi-Fi. He's got a decent phone and like a good thing, and it's a good area. And like, he just uses it for everything.
Yeah. But is that included? That's the phone, internet. You've got internet.
Yeah,
on
so it's data, it's phone calls.
Yeah, what's the data?
40 gigabytes, which is more than
enough. Trying to think what that is.
A lot.
It's a lot. Mine is. It is a lot.
Okay.
So you could save over 250 quid if you switch to a SIM only.
Okay.
There you go.
We need
today,
to talk
today.
Well, I got a free coffee today. I'm saying at least 250 quid. This is going very well.
There we go.
This is why you're like right. Yeah. Another note.
Just give me your bank statement. We'll work through it. Yeah.
Your hair would just stand up on end. The thing you're getting wrong. So it's not the 1970s. What's a subscription? What about subscriptions then? Mm. Where can you save money on subscriptions? Netflix. Nothing.
Do you mean like subscription services? So
yeah.
It's hard to say, unless if you're like sharing with family and friends, which I know they're trying to crack down on, which is really annoying.
They haven't they, Netflix? Haven't they done something? Or have they not implemented it?
Yeah, I think they have. I don't know the exact specifics, but they're trying to make sure that you have to be in the same household to share. Like if you don't live elsewhere, then you can't.
Yeah.
And if you're watching at the same time, I think they switch it off or something like that.
Do you have Netflix?
I do. Yeah, my mum pays for it. So again,
another nice saving. Yeah,
yeah.
You can get the cheaper one now, can't you? With adverts, I think.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But that's
forget. It's not. That's not.
I
it.
Can't
no.
do that.
It's
no.
like it's like £2 less a month or something, and it's just and you've got to sit through like 10 minutes adverts for every hour you watch. It's like
because I did have Amazon Prime, and that was fairly simple, and then it started being movies with adverts, and I literally thought I don't know what I'm pressing on it, so I'm just not doing any of this anymore. Mm. Movies with that, you go well, you know what type of films they're going to be like the old 80s from the 80s.
Yeah.
So I just thought movies forget it. I'm not using this.
Yeah. One thing that we've done in our household, to be fair, is quite a lot of people, they sign up for Disney Plus, for Amazon, for Netflix. They've got them all.
Yeah.
And they pay like a huge amount every single month. So we literally just subscribe to it when there's a series or something we want to watch.
Right,
so like for the month and then we cancel it.
Yeah.
So then we're only paying like 5-6 quid to watch what we want to watch, get through a series, then cancel.
It is mad.
And then if something else comes up, we can do the same.
When they're subscribed to so many different things, I think that's a lot of money.
It is.
For what? You're not watching any of it. 90% of it you're not watching.
Yeah.
Well, I do a weird thing where I do a year's subscription because otherwise I feel the pressure to use it.
Yeah.
And like, it's a weird thing to say. So if I just buy it and I just have it and I go, because
you're less likely to use it if you've just bought it and gone it, I think.
But then I would feel the pressure. That's the thing. But I would feel this pressure because if I was paying it every month, I'd be like, I need to use it. I need to watch it. Even if I don't want to watch anything, I'd feel compelled to watch just hours.
And is it cheaper per year?
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but it just allows me to not worry, like, because I would stress about it. I would be like, oh, I'm not using that bloody Disney Amazon thing.
But then you're stuck with it for a year. Does that not balance out that?
Yeah, well, then you got it. You just have it. You have access to it.
All the time. Yeah,
I can just use it, and I don't have to think about it. So
I suppose everything's TV shows now. So they're always going to get a full run of something. Do you know what I mean? You're not going to sign up for something, then it's off for like half the year.
I mean, stuff
like seasons.
Yeah, and stuff. Yeah, that's the thing. You get like a show, you know, a service that has TV shows, yeah. TV mm-hmm. shows, that's content.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's a lot of stuff. That's hours, tens of hours, hundreds of hours
yeah.
to watch.
ITVX so, yeah. is now released. You know, that does a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. That's, again, for a nice free one there.
Yeah.
It can get by on the free ones, yeah.
So the Daily Mail found you, the Mail. Then you went on to the Martin Lewis. What happened after that then? Because you ended up with Steph's Lunch. I know it's just been cancelled, isn't it? But how long had you been on there?
So I've been self-employed for about nearly 4 years now. So I left MSE at the start of 2020, sort of went on my own. And then, yeah, I got a call to appear on an episode of Steph's Packed Lunch about 18 months ago.
So Steph's Packed Lunch is a Channel 4...
Yeah, it's okay. a Channel 4 daytime show. It's on at the same time as This Morning and Loose Women. Okay. So it's like a magazine-style show.
Daily?
Yeah, every single weekday. And I got a call just to appear as, like, you know, the coupon kid, how to save money, all that sort of stuff. And they liked me, so they invited me back.
Right, yeah.
And I started doing every 3 weeks. And then they basically promoted me, and I was doing every week. So I've been doing a weekly episode every single Wednesday.
Oh, every week.
For basically this whole year.
You told them about the Waitrose coffee straight away, I should be.
Waitrose coffee has been mentioned.
It's a good one.
It's a good little trick. Yeah. Every single week I come on talking about deals of the week.
Yeah.
It's called Coupon Corner.
Deals of the week, so it's that current.
Yeah, okay, so it's because deals sort of, they churn so every so often. We've got content every single week.
Yeah.
You know, I go on there, I talk about, you know, a free McDonald's cheeseburger 1 week. If there's like £5 off of Lidl the next week, there's loads of stuff.
When's the free cheeseburger thing popped up? What was that?
It's by downloading the McDonald's app on your phone. Do you have the McDonald's app?
No.
God, I've got so much work to do here.
I've got my lunch sorted for today. I've just got to get.
You're just a lump of clay here. Come on.
He's got. You can't see John, but he's saliva down the side of it. Saliva running down his face. Yeah. So
I think it's free fries at the moment. If you download the app, but there's offers like that come up every like so often.
Right. Yeah. I suppose just keeping on top of it, knowing that things are coming.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you say money saving to you, coupon or not coupon wise, but you know. Mm-hmm. High street stuff. Mm. What companies pop to your head as like they're always good for this?
What? Which ones pop up with deals?
Yeah. Well, what's are always they've always the best? What ones come to your mind of like?
It's a tricky one because the brands and companies that do very well, they never need to offer discounts. So places like Apple, they never offer discounts on their phones and stuff because they don't need to.
Yeah,
they've got a customer base.
Yeah.
And the same with like Disney World in Florida. Their prices are ridiculous because people still go there.
Right, okay.
So you do get deals and discounts on things like, you know, Pizza Express. That comes up quite a lot.
Yeah.
Toby Carvery. Like if you go out...
Oh, do they?
But, okay. Yeah. There was two Carveries for £6 the other day.
I'm always worried about the terms and conditions of that.
It was just Monday to Thursday.
Sides only.
No. It was your actual carveries. It was about £6 for a carvery.
Monday. You're not allowed to sit down at the table. I have to eat standing up. You're outside looking through the window.
You have to wash up after yourself. But how are they making money from that?
They're just getting you. You'll buy drinks. So their drinks, you pay like £3.50 for a Coke or something, don't you?
What about cinemas?
Cinema deals come up quite often, to be fair.
Really?
Yeah. Have you heard of something called Meerkat Meals and Meerkat Movies?
I know the cats, but I don't know the deals.
So if you sign up to, if you purchase insurance through the Compare the Market.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Two tickets. Yeah, I think I remember that. Yeah.
You get two for one cinema tickets, and you also get like 50% off
meals. Is
that
through the year?
Yeah, for the whole year. Yeah. But there's
not bad.
There's a trick for this as well. If you don't want to get car insurance or something through Compare the Market, if it's cheaper elsewhere.
Yeah.
You can go on there and you can get literally the cheapest insurance that you can find and still get the deal. Right. So I found it was a one-day travel insurance in the United Kingdom.
Oh, right.
And that costs you £1.50.
No.
You pay that and then you get two-for-one cinemas and meals for a whole year.
Bloody hell.
You ever feel that one day these companies might catch up?
He changes his appearance.
You get blacklisted or something. Yeah.
That's just a picture of my face as I walk into a supermarket.
You get flagged, you know what I mean?
What was
do
cameras,
not serve this man.
I mean, you joke, but I mean, in China, you know, with the facial recognition.
Yeah, the social credit
scores. Yeah, I mean, you might just in the future.
They're starting to use that in this country anyway.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah, where did I... It was in a... Oh God! It was where we used to record in Sloane Square. I saw the shop and I thought, oh, that was in the news. I looked at it and there was some high fashion, you know, these prop ones with like five handbags in the entire shop,
right?
And they were using facial recognition,
mm-hmm.
and it was, yeah, if somebody was done for stealing somewhere, it went on to there. And the news story was about, well, they shouldn't really be allowed to do this sort of thing. But that was like 2 years ago. So yeah, like, oh, that was what it was. It was New York. It was kicking off everywhere. And this story just started doing it. So in New York, it's a big thing where they're now starting to put all these face recognition cameras as you walk in. Mm. I mean, I've seen in Tesco's just in the last couple of years, they're all now positioning themselves as you walk in. So like you're facing, they've all got the body camera on. I don't know when that became okay. So, and sometimes they'll, but as you walk in, they'll say, oh, as you walk out as well, they'll say, they're nowhere near you. And they'll say, have a good day. And I'll think, oh, he wants me to turn round. That's what they're doing.
Right.
Or if there's something going on, they just suddenly start doing this. And I think, oh, he's got that camera on there. So really, it's just that. But they're just getting you as you get in. And once you steal, then that's
like,
you're on that
like system. A really bad undercover agent.
Yeah.
Hi there. Could you just discuss the drug deal?
Look at my nipple, please.
Slightly louder into my, into my chest.
The African fellow in my local Tesco's, he's nice enough, but he's just, good day, see you later. And I go, oh, right, he's just trying to get me on the camera again. It works.
He might just be saying hi.
No, it's so out of place. And he's just, whenever I look and there's somebody looks a bit iffy, I always see him standing there behind them. Like,
I love your first assumption is that when someone says, afternoon, you're like,
they're recording me.
Very, very suspicious, babe, if you ask me.
You're like, obviously he's filming me.
Yeah. No one says hello in London.
But I've seen, in the biggest stores, I see them positioning themselves when somebody's paying. I'll see them walk and just stand in a weird place like this. I think, oh, come on. I mean, you sort of understand, you've got to do something. But yeah, in New York, it's quite big now that they've got the, as you walk in these high-end stores, they're getting you on the camera, and if you've been done stolen, that, you think, well, we shouldn't be allowed to.
Well, have you seen the new supermarkets, like the Amazon Fresh ones, where you...
Never been in one, I know.
You walk in, you scan, like, whatever code it is, and then they'll watch you, watch what you pick up, and then you just walk out.
Yeah.
So that you don't actually pay there. They just charge you based on what you pick up.
Yeah, there's one in Kentish Town that just opened before we left, or Chalk Farm, rather, before we left. There was one just across the road.
There's one
by the roundhouse.
Yeah, there's one where I work.
I couldn't figure out what, because I've never seen one, but I thought they've got staff in there. But how do they know you're, is it you're on, and you've got to be signed up for Amazon?
Yeah, you scan in. And then they sort of, all of the cameras watch whatever you pick up and put in your like basket or your bag. You just put it straight into a bag, I think, and you just walk out. Right. But they sort of measure what you pick up just by looking at everything you do.
Yeah, even if you put it back?
Yeah, if they put it back, they know that. There was a YouTube video of a guy that I watched the other day, and he went into Amazon Fresh, bought a load of items, then he went to a Sainsbury's, bought the same ones, and he sort of took the items out of the boxes, put like just some random stuff in, and then took stuff back for the refund, and then put the items back in the Amazon Fresh shop.
Oh, right.
So he basically got his shopping for free. So found, like, there are some loopholes to it. So that might be stealing.
I think that probably is.
Don't do that. That's not a tip.
Yeah, exactly. Are there a few of them now then?
They're mostly in London. They're in the cities. Yeah,
and not in nice parts of London either, which is always like some say they got one Croydon, basically around near where I work, and it's not exactly the that's what I think. You just think, really, okay, so this is kind of on trust. This is the honor system.
Is there something to stop you going in if you don't scan, or is it just you scanning as you go in? Like, is there a
barrier? I'm pretty sure you have to scan because they need to know who you are.
Yeah,
and then so they can charge it back to you after.
Yeah, but I mean, is there a barrier to stop you going in?
I think so. Yeah,
you have to. Right,
I think there's like a little gate.
The turnstile.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you just walked in and started filling up.
And they usually have about two big dudes. They've got like two big security guys.
Just to oversee.
Yeah.
A couple of bouncers.
Yeah, genuinely.
Have you used it?
I haven't, no.
I wonder if it's like you get good discounts, or are they saving money?
Because it's Amazon Fresh, it's probably a bit more expensive than going to. It's probably like local like store prices, like going into a Tesco Express or something. So it's more than a big supermarket.
It's just
convenience, basically.
But you're not saving money then. I thought that would be the thing because there's no staff.
No, it's just a convenience thing.
It's a gimmick, isn't it? It's a novelty. Yeah, that's kind of why.
Yeah. Amazon. Have they got any other stores, Amazon Fresh? Is it Amazon Fresh? There's no other. You can't do it for like electrical equipment or something.
I think they're starting to pop up. I don't know exactly who's got them. I think Whole Foods might be doing it.
Oh, Whole Foods.
I think they own Whole Foods. Or,
yeah.
And I think they do in Morrison's as well. Those stuff
do they?
On Amazon, you can get food deliveries by Amazon from Morrison or something.
Right, yeah. You're right.
So I didn't do it. I'm done it. But like, I know that there is some connection there.
Yeah.
They said that they can get you food that day. Even
Same day delivery.
Little, a roster of stuff, you know, if you need pasta or bog roll. Or,
yeah, yeah.
You know. It's like a glamorized Uber Eats or Deliveroo.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, you desperate need of a carton of fags. it's a bleach
you
or something.
How would you smoke?
Yeah, got to get stuff to get through the night. Yeah.
Are you, what supermarket do you shop in? Do you have a local, a regular?
Can you guess?
Well, is it just where you live?
One of possibly two, I would consider.
What ones would those be?
I would say possibly Aldi or Lidl.
You're correct.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you'd be quite avant-garde.
They're fine. Like, Aldi is not bad quality. Yeah. It's all
they've
right.
won awards for their meat yeah. and their wine and stuff. Mm. So yeah, I shop at Lidl. Lidl actually have a loyalty card, which makes it even better. So you can actually save money on the loyalty card.
Is Lidl an acronym of Aldi?
No. So
L-I...
I don't know. No, they're both German companies.
Lidl.
Aldi's like...
Oh, I thought if you rearranged the words, it made the same... No, it doesn't.
I think Aldi stands for like Albrecht Discount or something. Oh, okay. It's like something German. I don't know
What's one got over the other? They seem like the same sort of stores.
They're just both German discount supermarkets. I think they're two separate companies. So, right. Yeah, they just basically compete against each other for who's cheapest.
And can
it's
you
like
buy...
Neighbours and Home and Away, really. They are, yeah, yeah. They are separate things.
They're the same, but they're different.
They're basically kind of the same... things yeah. smushed yeah. together in mm. my brain. They're very, you can't, Ant and Dec, you can't, there's yeah. no line. Yeah. There's no, they are the same and there is no line separate.
And do they both sell the Knickers next to the coffee, as in like Aldi? Because they've got no sort of...
The middle aisle.
Yeah, do the middle, yeah. They do flip-flops next to the...
the bite pumps, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
I thought, come on, I've only been there a few times. I think it's Aldi, no, Lidl.
Mm.
I thought, separate these a bit more. I need a breakwater between the two. I have an aisle between the...
That's the middle. That's literally no, the middle. It's a famous middle.
It's a free-for-all.
Yeah. Yeah, bike pump they next have to
whatever,
the grapes.
Yeah, they just have whatever the hell they've got from their weird Chinese distributor, basically, that week. You know, like, genuinely. They're like, I don't know, loads of mercury pills. Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Probably poisonous. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. Is one cheaper than the other? Or they sort of balance out?
They do compete. Quite often, Aldi's cheaper by like a quid maybe right, on like your staple stuff.
Yeah.
Of the big four, the most expensive is usually Morrison's, Sainsbury's or Morrison's.
Really? I thought they'd be lower down. Morrison's.
Yeah. So
who are Morrison's owned by? That's an American or is Morrison the company? What? No. What? They have a little thing in the corner. Walmart?
That's
Asda.
Asda.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, right, yeah. I don't know whether it's Morrison's as well.
No, I think
well
it is, might be Asda actually.
Yeah. But yeah, Morrison's and Sainsbury's are usually the most expensive ones, all the big four. And then obviously Waitrose and M&S are miles above that.
What's your general tips for weekly shop, your weekly shop? Is it like going at this time of day, going at that time of week?
Or do you do yellow stickers?
I think we all live in the yellow sticker. We all have to pass it, shamefully.
Do you chase after the yellow sticker man with a gun?
Disgraceful. Like, put my hood up and just wander over and shame myself for looking at this rotting food that's about to be thrown in the bin.
About to be rotten.
Yeah. The packets are just blown up with gas from the meat. Where
you get the salad that's already like...
brown salad.
Literally dripping. You know,
yeah. A bit of water on it would be fine.
I'll pick out the horrible bits when Ada's picking up.
Brown prawns always look good.
I do like the yellow stickers. Yeah. There's quite a few apps, cashback apps that I use. Oh. So they're like the digital coupons. So when I started, you had to like print them out or cut them out of the the newspaper. You don't need to do that now. They're all on your phone. Oh. So there are a few apps called Shopmium, Checkout Smart, and Green Gin.
Yeah.
All three of them have a load of different brands on there. So it could be, you know, Kellogg's cereal. It could be Cadbury's Dairy Milk. If you go into the supermarket and buy it, then come back home, take a picture of the receipt to prove you bought it, they'll give you money back.
Oh, okay.
So it can be 50p back, a pound back. Some items are free. I got free biscuits the other day just for sort of scanning the receipt when I got home. Oh. And you can use all of the apps on your shopping. So you just have a look through before you go. If there's something you were going to buy anyway, you're getting free money back.
What's your best bargain that you've got? Like, I don't know what best means.
That's
but
like mate, picking a favourite child. I can't.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's one you expected that you go, that is a good deal? Like, even if it's a one-off, like, did you get some car purchase or something? Like some, what was the... No, the percentage-wise, not the biggest. What's the best thing you got? That's a good deal.
My biggest ever supermarket shopping trip, I'm pretty proud of.
Yeah.
It was £600 worth of shopping.
Yeah, that was the big one I saw.
I paid 4p for it.
So what was the general theme there? What was that? Was it just a lot of
contacting companies being like, can you send me coupons? Because I'd quite like to use them.
Wait, just
like,
phone up and say, can I have coupons?
Basically, yeah.
Oh.
I'd either complain or compliment.
Right.
I'd be like...
Complain or compliment, that's a good one.
I did one where I sent a love poem to Innocent Drinks because I was like, might
innocent,
as well.
Like, okay,
yeah, because I do like the drink. So I sent them like a love poem that was like, innocent, innocent, you are a dream. No other drink can be so supreme. Yeah. Oozing with joy, bursting with flavour. Innocent, you're my saviour.
Oh, you remember it?
Yeah, yeah.
How long ago was it?
A few years ago.
What are they, Coca-Cola now, Innocent?
I think they are, yeah. But I sent them that email.
Of course they...
Yeah, they bought it out. Yeah, I like their startup stories. One of the first sort of self improvement books, if you can call it that, I liked about how they started it off and like in a market and all that sort of thing.
Yeah,
and they had a deal that you could. They were quite friendly, where you could just walk into their headquarters and get a free innocent.
Really?
Yeah, they had a big stack of them, like in a drum, and you could just come in and have a look and chat. I've always remembered that. I thought, oh, that's quite. Yeah. Nobody knew about it. It's probably why it worked. But yeah, you could just come in and say hello and just grab one. I thought, oh, that's quite good. I
wonder if you can do that for Prime. You could make a fortune out of that selling on eBay.
Those Prime
go have a look through the bin.
I'm loving it. It's not Schadenfreude, but the way Prime took off, I hated what it stood for, what it did, because it was such a just money grab, just a cheap branding. Here's look at all these lines outside of the stores. Yeah, half of them are people that you know from the social media. They're not. And when I started to see them for like £6-7 in shot, I thought, oh, this is nothing. People said, I'm trying to get one for my kid. And it's so ugly, just reminding me how ugly things are. But now I'm enjoying the fall, because now, like in my local mobile phone shop, next to the bongs, they've got like, and I do mean literally, it's just like free Prime with everybody.
I love that. Oh. Since when? It's just a weird thing. You go, right, okay, I need to get my my mobile screens broken. I need to get that repaired. Yeah. What else can I get? Obviously, I'll get a metal grinder, weed grinder,
and
some blunts. If you're in the area. Some blunts, some poppers. Yeah, give me some of that. And
I didn't even know they were still legal. I mean, to be fair,
that was an exemption, because they did a blanket ban on all legal highs, and that was because what they used to do is whenever they used to just change the chemical compound ever so slightly, and then they'd be a tiny new thing. They'd have to go up and then do a law and ban that. So they did a blanket ban on all everything they classed as a legal high. So they wouldn't have to keep on making these individual laws for all these new chemical compositions they're making. Mm-hmm. And what they realized is actually that, the poppers would be banned under that as well. And that caused a big panic in the House of Lords.
and round here.
Yeah, and in quite a lot of Parliament. And everyone went, what? What? Jeez. No. But how am I also going to be all sack?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, how am I going to feel my brain, my blood vessels bursting in my fucking head? so they did an emergency provision that made that still legal.
Remoder, as they call them now, don't they? Remoder. Well, that's what they're advertising mobile phone shop. Next to the Primes.
Yeah.
Free Prime.
Next to a skull bomb.
I think there might be one. Yeah, like an ashtray skull or something.
Yeah, of course there is.
But I was so angry with the way that took off and just manipulating kids when I saw the one free Prime with every purchase, I thought, oh, good, I'm glad. But they've made their money now, so who cares? But it was just so shameful. They're like $7.99 in the petrol station.
Yeah.
Like $7.99. And I was listening to the radio.
I wouldn't spend that on a bottle of wine.
No, but it wasn't.
4 quid a little.
Five. Started to go up a bit. It used to be 4 or 5. Now I'm like, maybe 6.
But it was when I heard like parents, they were trying to get it for their kids on the right. And I thought, this is you. But the fact is, it's like the parents know what it is. It's nothing.
Yeah.
But it does. The kid wants it.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, well, what do you do? Like,
because it's the influencers at the top of like,
there was a guy that was. Well, his kid said he wouldn't get rid of the bottle, so he was just filling it up with water every day and taking it. And you go, this is just.
That's not very sanitary.
Yeah, but it's just this cheap. Oh, this is how easy it is to sell to people now. Because all them things, everyone, the ones where, it'll be on Yahoo News, look at a line of people creating. Yeah, but half of them have been paid to stand there so you can have an article about, look, a line of people waiting out to. Nobody's ever heard of it. So suddenly there's queues to get a drink. But that's created for. So then people go, there was a guy, he was mocking this, and he did it was in England. And he's just to highlight, he was just jumping off the back of the Prime thing. He's just to highlight a problem. Mm-hmm. He would have a shop and he'd film outside on a normal day, nothing, normal shop. Then they'd get people to queue up to go into the shop. No signs on the window about what they're selling, just a normal shop. I can't remember what the shop was. But anyway, and we watch people go and join the queue, not knowing what the thing was.
Yeah.
But I'm just
herd mentality.
Something in there, and it makes you feel sick because you try and think we're a modern.
No,
you
know, we're sheep.
A queue. I'm going to go. I would love to have got the camera and going. Why? Because you don't humiliate people. Go. Why are you still?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
just walk off.
Doing it. Yeah.
This is like a big problem. Big problem in the Nagenstraat, which is the nine streets.
Is that German?
Amsterdam,
oh.
Dutch, but it's like a very she bit of some of the canal bits. Yeah. It's these ultra sort of hipstery. I say hipster. It's not really hipstery, but it's just art, you know, boutique kind of places.
Right,
you know, very arty shops and lots of you know, really expensive coffee shops that just serve coffee,
of course, yeah,
and pastries. No, they really do. They actually do. I mean, nothing fancy. It's just coffee.
Did you go there going, come on?
Because it's two words,
right,
and not one word.
Oh, okay.
Well, coffee shop as one word sells cannabis. Coffee shop. Two words is a coffee shop.
Oh, all right. I didn't know.
Just a little fact.
Woman in the window.
But yeah, well, the lights and the thing in the
window. Oh, yeah. That's upstairs.
Yeah. Everywhere and stuff. Yeah, yeah. Like Snoop.
Yeah.
But they have these queues. They have these literal queues for like 200 meters, 300 meters, really? Like down the thing, out the canal, for like these coffee shops that just sell coffee and like pastry places, like chip. Right. There was a chip shop, I think, there as well, that was very highly regarded, and it was like an hour wait.
Christ.
And it's just like,
this is the place to be.
Yeah. And it's just,
well, round here is the same thing. Yeah, when I leave here, there's a queue up. You go, it's into a restaurant. It's not sort of like a newsagent where you're going in and out.
I passed that when I came
why
in.
Why would I stop all the time?
Yeah.
There's like a queue of 30 people for like an all of them, bubble tea. I don't know what tea is.
Yeah, the bubble tea.
And you go, whatever it is, it's not worth it.
No. Like,
bubble tea, yeah. And the, what's the other one? Kombucha.
Oh,
There was a kombucha
ice
place
cream
down there
as well.
That used to have a queue, and it was like, down, it was literally down the whole road.
It's got
to
be the old iPhone thing. It's like everyone's here, so this is the queue to stand in.
I expect it's probably because they're big on Twitter. People are rated it on social media. Oh,
yeah, that's
cool.
That,
this is
that's
trendy.
Hype around.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're doing a discount. We didn't realise.
They're giving out free kombucha.
Maybe. That does happen.
Yeah, we've been walking past it.
But it was just this one place. It was just like, it was like an empty shop, and it was just had like a counter.
Yeah. Mm.
And it was just nothing there, no price, no nothing. Yeah. And it was just this woman. And then you just sort of went in and ordered, I suppose. And like, they just, someone around the back would just come and give you a thing. And it was just, there was nothing there, no promotional
stuff. This is a coffee shop, there's your coffee.
It's just, yeah, it's like soup Nazi or something.
You've been to Amsterdam a few times. Is it expensive compared to here? Like, is it the same sort of everywhere else?
It used to be quite a bit cheaper. We used to get a better deal on the pound, to be honest.
Oh, so it's the euro, I think.
And it always felt a bit cheaper. But nowadays, I have noticed that it's quite expensive. And like, it's expensive as, you know, if you want to do something nice, guess what? If you want to go to a nice restaurant or go to a nice place or do something nice, it's going to cost you what it costs in London. You know what I mean?
Do savings get less the more you go up the tree? Like, as the higher end, like restaurants, it sort of tailors off because they don't need to.
It depends, because if you're buying something of quite a high value, if you can get some sort of cash back on it, then obviously the 10% is going to be worth more than it is if you're buying something worth 40 quid. It depends though. But again, if you do go higher end, then they usually don't really offer discounts because they don't really need to.
I was going to say, I doubt the Savoy is giving away any coupons. You know what I mean?
I hate to reference TV, but it is funny because I've already mentioned like the Ricky Gervais thing. But do you remember Extras?
No, I didn't watch it.
Oh God, right. So he gets a TV show. He's poor and he gets a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
People should watch it. I forget. It's really good. And he gets a TV show, but he's from a bad background because he used to be an extra. That's the thing. And he starts getting some money. He's on TV. And the whole thing is that he's selling his soul for tea. Like, it starts to become very cheap and tatty comedy, rather. He wanted to do something deep, but he sold his soul. And they go into the shop. And the girl he's with goes into a shop to look at dresses. And it's like, they've done it to be like very posh. And like the woman sort of looking at her a bit sort of like, what are you doing in here? And, you know, can I help you? And she says, I don't think there's anything in here for you. That sort of thing. And she leaves. And she's like, effed off. And he's, what's the matter? And she goes, the woman in there being like rude to me. And he goes, what? And he goes, come on, let's go in. And she's like, no. And she goes, no, come on, let's go in. And he goes in there and he's sort of being smarmy. And he's going, there's my credit card there. He said, so what do you like? She said, I like this one. He goes, and she goes, oh, sorry, sir. And suddenly the smile comes on her face and he's sort of being quite cocky that he's got this credit card. And here she is, the sod you. She goes, I like this. She said, how much is this one? She said, 5 grand. And he goes,
He's like,
he literally goes, oh. And he goes, all right, and he turns to me, he goes, right, do you like it? He goes, yeah, I really like it. She's just like, she doesn't understand. He goes, I'm going to ask you a question now. Do you want me to buy you that dress for £5,000? And she goes, yes. And he turns around, he goes, right. He goes to her, all right, £5,000 for a single dress. He goes, do you do any discount? What the business? He goes, you know, celebrity discount. And he goes, no, who are you? Because I've got a TV show. And then a little guy pops out the back and goes, oh yeah, you're that fella off the telly that you do that TV going. He goes, yeah. And she goes, and she goes to the guys, and he goes, nah, not really. He goes, well, I did come in here for a review.
Yeah.
And he goes, so is there any sort of discount? She said, no, I'm sorry, we don't do discounts. And he went, no. He went, no. He said, you can't do a 1% discount. And she went, he was sarcastically, no, can't do a 1% discount. And she went, all right, I'll give you 1% off. And he goes, what's that? Was it like 50 quid?
50 quid.
And he goes, 50 quid. And she goes, yeah, do you want me to put the discount on? And this is a British thing. You're going, no, I'd soon you put it on, if anything. It's just this. Like, she's clearly looking at him, he knows he can't afford this, but he's stuck out of politeness and embarrassment.
Yeah.
But yes, 50 quid, do you want me to put it up? No, I'd soon you put it on. That's the sort of thing a British person would say. I won't lose here. I won't be bullied here.
But, it's the pretty woman thing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you know, it's that.
But that exists. Like, you serve them shops that you can't just walk around. They'll just give you the eye.
I remember an Absolutely Fabulous. I think it was Patsy, played by the other one.
The other one.
The other one.
What were their names, Patsy?
Patsy and Adina.
Jennifer. What was her name? Jennifer.
Not Aniston. No, I can't remember.
Yeah, I've got Jennifer.
Yeah. But it was Patsy, the one with that Marge.
Yeah.
And they were mugged off a bit in this shop.
Yeah.
Like, she just walked out and went, you only work in a shop, you know.
Yeah.
It's like some posh shop. And they're well, actually, I'm not sure this is. And they just, because they came in, they're like drunk and they're like smoking and stuff at like 2 in the afternoon, you know.
I'll never forget where we were in Sloane Square. We used to record just around the corner. You'd have to walk through Sloane Square to get to Sloane Station.
Mm.
And there was a bath sponge, which was actually a sponge, you know, from the sea.
It was a loofah.
Yeah.
Right.
600 quid. 600.
Where are you from?
In the shop, there was one of them shops.
I swear there was one. It was about 4,000 or 5,000. It was a big one. It was it was huge. It was like sort of, I don't know.
But no meter, irony. Meter
up.
No, yeah, that's just what that cost around.
It was like £5,000 or something. I swear.
But yeah, I knew a guy, and he
someone would pay it.
Yeah, but this fellow that worked.
You only
in
got
banking,
to sell like one a year, basically. With that, you know.
He said to me that you've got these people that because he's very rich. I won't say what company he worked for. But he's a managing director, and he was telling me that people that he knew, he said, you'd laugh if you thought I was rich compared to them, like they're the top. And he said, just imagine everything's free. He said, that's to them.
Mm.
So then when I've always remembered that, I thought, so that sponge, I'm just 30, 40 million a year.
Right. Yeah.
The interest,
mm.
whatever you're spending,
yep.
The interest you is building back. Up. On top of it, forget all the money you've got for inheritances and so whatever you're spending, you're not, no money's going out.
Yeah.
So 6,000 quid or what's it? Doesn't matter. It's free, so it doesn't cost anything. Oh God, he said to me, go to Park Lane and ask them, try and walk in and ask them how much the car is. He said they'll laugh at you because they know. Oh, if you need to know how much it is, then
you're not going
to
buy it.
You know, it's 200,000 or whatever. Why waste time with you? It doesn't matter. You just go, I'll have one. And can I get it with those deals and that color and pull that out, put that in there? I thought, oh, God, different layers of the world at the same time.
My mum always used to tell me when I was younger, if you go into a shop and there's no price tag on it, then you can't afford it.
Yeah.
And
get the hell out there immediately. Yeah. Basically, run.
It makes me sick. I'm seeing more and more people now, honest to God, like, I'm not imagining it, where I see them with the phones out and they're shopping and you know they're adding up. And it killed me. I've seen it a few times, but one specifically for some reason, there was an old couple who's in, I think it was Asda at night. And I saw the brown coins in the hand and the other one was looking. And it made me feel sick.
Yeah.
I was almost, I've done this once. I don't want to be, I dropped money. I said, I think you've dropped this because it was a woman on her own years ago. I don't usually do that. But I wanted to do it then. I thought, I can't afford it myself. But when the pennies were moving, I thought, that's coins. They're counting coins.
Mm.
Made me feel sick. But that's why everything you're doing is so important
of
to tie it all off.
Yeah.
But yeah, so not joke. That's, I mean, if I can sit here and just save money and a free coffee, I don't think where my waitress is. Oh no, yeah, there is one. Might not work out with the fuel there to get there. I think the parking's probably about £6 to park outside the waitress. Oh, I'll have to quickly run in, grab me Brussels sprout and quick coffee.
Give me Brussels sprout.
But yeah, so that's fantastic. So what have you got, anything planned in the future? Like what's coming up? Because now you knocked Steph's lunch on the head. Have you got anything that's going? What happened to your podcast? Was it just hassle doing it? Because you were running it for about a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I did a podcast. Yeah. I was doing it during lockdown, so it was something to do. Yeah. It was just a lot of work because I was a one-man band. I edited, recorded, did everything myself.
Yeah.
I would like to do another podcast. So hopefully I do something like that in the future. In terms of what's coming up, I don't really know, to be honest. I've been presenting on Pat Lunch for quite a while, so I'd like to continue that, so go somewhere else.
And you got your website?
Yes. So I've got a website called dealerday.co.uk.
Yeah.
Dealerday.co.uk.
And I basically send you a deal every single morning.
Right, yeah.
So whether it's the McDonald's cheeseburger,
whether it's
an £8 SIM card, all of those deals. If there's something really good that comes up, you get an email from me.
Yeah, that's good. Like something that everyone could go, just today you're going to... Because basically, we all go to the same places. You know, it's not like the 70s where we've all got local stores. Yep. We're all going to this... No matter where you go in England, I mean, it sounds silly to say. Mm. There's Tesco's, there's Asda, there's the Tesco's local store. I've traveled like 400 miles, still the same shops. Mm. So a deal for one is a deal for all.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's...
Stick it on your website.
I like that. That's a really good tagline.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's nice, because some countries, they don't necessarily have like supermarkets and chain stores. And chain stores do have their use. Like, it is nice to have like...
options.
A seal of quality as well. If you go to... I mean, regardless of what you think of, I don't know, like Costa Coffee... You go to Costa Coffee and you know what you're getting.
You know, you're
for better or worse.
Coffee,
and you're going to get a Costa Coffee, whether you like that or not.
You go to Costa Coffee for a Costa Coffee.
Yeah. But surprise, surprise. They gave you a sheep. I think you'd be a bit confused. You know what I mean? Can I just not get a flat white? Flat white sheep.
Do you not get it? Yeah.
But yeah, it's same thing with McDonald's or whatever. This is why McDonald's are very popular, because you know what you're getting, you know. And I'm just going to say, just a lot of countries, they don't have that. Some like weird...
Do the coffee shops do cards?
Yeah. Costa does, Starbucks does. If you buy however many coffees, you get one free.
Oh, right,
And it's worth signing up to them as well for the rewards on your birthday.
Yeah.
So when your birthday does come around, like I got a free bit of cake from Costa for being signed up. I've got free chocolate.
That cake was $6.99 on the shelf, so that's not too bad. They're funny enough, that in my town, there's what's the sandwich? It's like Warburtons, Wurzels, or something like that.
Oh, Wendell's.
That's it. And there's a Greggs on the same street.
Yep.
And I get a coffee. That's basically where I get a coffee. Mm. But one does the every six coffees free.
Yep.
And they're the same price, but the Greggs doesn't. And I thought, if one's
Greggs
doing
does.
It... Oh, well, they have...
The Greggs app. If you buy however many coffee...
Oh, these give you the card. That's why I don't really like going there. But they've actually got a card that they stamp. Mm. Every now and again, I say, come on, stamp another one. I come in every day. And she, well, oh, no. Anyway, she doesn't. She refuses. So I didn't know the... So I specifically went into that one just because I think, well, if I'm getting a coffee, then how many of that in a year?
Yeah.
So I have to add it up in a year.
Yeah.
Which I suppose you've got to do for any discount. You've got to realize that now it stands silly, a quid or...
Yeah.
Even if, like, some people, that is money that they need to save. But even if it's not, over the year, it pays a phone bill, it pays a car insurance payment, you know.
Just getting a nice freebies.
Yeah.
A little bit for a rush.
If you just tight-fisted, everyone's welcome.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's on a finite budget.
Yeah.
That's
of course.
Thing.
And so more so every year.
You've got to maximise it. Yeah. You've got to maximise what you've
got. Okay. So that's it. So where did you travel in from today? Did you drive in from where you live?
So I've been working in around London for basically the whole week. So I've been local.
So are you going back to...
Yeah, we're driving back to the New Forest now.
Cool.
Okay. What do you feel... What petrol station do you use?
I'm
just trying to get every bit of...
So I have an app on my phone.
And we'll end on
petrol
this.
Prices.
Oh, there we go.
Tells you every single petrol station in your local area, which one's the cheapest. You direct yourself.
Okay.
But I do fill up at Costco if I can, because they are usually the cheapest.
Right. For fuel?
Yeah, for fuel.
Do they have a petrol station?
Yeah, I didn't even know.
But some of the ones around London don't, but most of them do. And they are considerably cheaper than your Shell and your Esso.
There we go.
There you are.
Cool.
Jordan, it's been fantastic talking to you.
Thank you,
saved
so much
us some money.
Thank
and
you.
We've definitely got to have you back on. Not every week.
I need to go through your finances. Yeah. We'll do a whole episode of just sorting you out.
Maybe not.
desperate need of help.
Yeah.
Both of us.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jordan. And we'll see you next week.
Cool.
Cheers.
Cheers. Here's your story. Let's begin. The world is fine. Come on, dive in. The future's here. It's right before you. Could be alive.